News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Busy weekend, one of the things taking place. You had previewed the Sark softball tournament. How'd that go?
It was great. We had a fun time, and Bryan Police Department, we got to play about five games before we lost out of the tournament, and I did not stick around. I had kids to get to bed, but they I think they had a rain delay at one point, but overall it was a great success.
And the softball doesn't end there. Next Friday will be the second annual Chamber of Commerce softball matchup over at Olson Field.
Yes, we're continuing on with our softball streak. We will be playing at Bluebell Park Friday the 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. Basically, it's called Hot Stuff Against Cold Steel. So Hot Stuff is made up of all the fire departments from Bryan, College Station, County, and all the volunteer firefighters. The Cold Steel is made up of police officers from all over the, you know, the county, Bryan Police, College Station, SO, the A&M police. So all of those will band up to play each other. Tickets are, you know, very inexpensive. It's $5 to just watch the game, or you can spend an extra $5 and get a barbecue plate, and your kids can be participating in all the kids' activities and stuff. So for $10, you get all of that. It's a great cause. All the money goes back to the 100 Club.
Last week in the weather, it was rain. This week, we're getting our first really sustained hot streak, and it's time to remind listeners about the dangers of leaving people and pets in vehicles.
Yeah, it's easy to, you know, it's so hard for parents, you know, me being one of them, to just, you want to run into the store, and you're only going to run in and get one thing, so I'm going to leave my child in the car or leave my pet in the car. And, you know, it's so easy to have that mindset that it's only going to be a few minutes. Well, you never know how long that's going to take. You may get in there, and then there'll be a line. So we encourage people never to leave any kids or pets in the car. And by law, you can't. You know, it's a Class C misdemeanor to leave a child under 7 years of age unattended in a vehicle for more than 5 minutes. And it's also a Class C misdemeanor to leave an animal in a vehicle when the temperature outside is 75 degrees and the animal shows signs of distress. And the reason why we picked that 75 degrees is it only takes 10 minutes. If it's 75 degrees outside, it only takes 10 minutes to reach 100 degrees inside that vehicle. And within 30 minutes, if for some reason you get tied up, that inside of that vehicle can get up to 120 degrees, so which is life-threatening for any animal or child that may be in that car.
And finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 3,000 block of West Villa Maria, which is 55 miles per hour near Traditions, and then the 1,400 block of Beck, which is 30 miles per hour near Commerce.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.